11th parak of Sanhedrin, second mission is Zokin Mamre Yad Pi Bezin. This elder who disagreed with the Bezin Shanema, Ki Yifla, Yipole Mimcho Dabal the Mishpat. There'll be something which will be unclear how to judge it. And they go to the higher court. Shloish Bati Dinim HaYusham. There were three Bati Dinim in Harabayis. Echad Yeshua Pesach Harabayis, one on the entrance of Temple Mount. Echad Yeshua Pesach Azar, one on the entrance of the Azara, courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Echad Yeshua Belishkas Hagozes. And the highest court was Lishkas Hagozes, which was in the Azara, and half of it was in the Beis HaMikdash side of the Azara, and half of it was the outside of the Beis HaMikdash compound. It was built within the walls, partly inside the walls, partly outside the walls of the Azara. Boyim Lizesh al Pesach Habayis. This court, which was out of Yerushalayim, would come to the one, or out of the Harabais, would come to the first court on the entrance of the Harabais. This is the way I paskin, and my friends paskin differently. I taught this way, my chaverim taught the other way. Im shamu amam lahem. If they were the Bezin Harabais accepted that his psak is more accurate, so they have a couple that is the psak. So then we say, look, we have a couple that he's saying the right thing, and he's all right. Vim lav, if they say, look, why are you disagreeing with everybody else? You can't go against the rov. So then they go up one level up to the one that was on the entrance of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. He says once again, I held this way, and the Bezin holds not like me. I pass in this way, and they don't. If they say that we have a Kabbalah that you're right, good. They all go to the Lishkas HaGozes. This is the source of all the Torah in Klal Yisrael. This is the highest authority. Paskin halachas shenema. The place Hashem has chosen for the Beis HaMikdash will be the place where the psak will go out. If he went back and he still taught his talmidim what he did till now and did not change his mind, he still does not get the death penalty. If he says that, look, I disagree with everybody, but l'maisa, I've been outnumbered and therefore passing like them, he's all right. But if he says, I still am stubborn about my psak and I want you to the talmidim to pass like me, then he gets death penalty. Shenema, he should yase bezodim. He has to do intentionally. Einu chayv at sheyoyre la'asis. He's not chayv the death penalty until he passes what to do. Tamid sheyoyre la'asis, but if he wasn't a full-fledged dayan, also he doesn't get the death penalty because he doesn't really have the authority to pass in bichlal. Yeah. Nimse chon rukolo. Even though he's doing something more stringent, that it's a bigger aveira as the chutzpah to go against Bezin, even though he's not even part of the Bezin. But l'maisa, since he doesn't have the authority of a dayan, he doesn't get the death penalty.